Hi everyone. This week, we're going to get Rich to predict the result of two of this weekend's matches. And we'll have a bit of football English for you too.
That's right. This weekend, it's the FA Cup semi-finals at Wembley Stadium. One of the biggest weekends in the football calendar.
And we couldn't wish for two bigger matches. The first match on Saturday sees the top two Premier League teams go head-to-head, Chelsea and Tottenham.
And on Sunday, Arsenal play Manchester City in the second semi-final. Another huge game.
Let's start with that first match, Rich. What's your prediction?
I'm really looking forward to this one. It's not the Premier League, but the result of this match could affect what happens in the Premier League in a big way. Spurs are having an amazing run. They've won seven Premier League games in a row. Tottenham have never done this in the Premier League before, and it's the first time they've done it in 50 years.
So you think Spurs will win?
Yes, I do. Chelsea will be worried about Spurs. Tottenham are used to playing European games at Wembley, and it will be their new home stadium next season. I'm going for a 2-1 win to Spurs.
I think it will be close, very close, and I love penalty shootouts. I think it will be 1-1, and Chelsea will win on penalties. What about that second semi-final?
I think this one is easier to predict. Arsenal have been having a horrible run recently. They've lost 5 of their last 8 Premier League games. City, on the other hand, are back in form and have lost only once in their last 11 Premier League matches. I think Sergio Aguero, Raheem Sterling and David Silva will have too much for Arsenal. I think it will finish 3-1 to City.
No, I have to disagree. This is Arsenal's last chance to win something. And I think we will see the Gunners at their best. Arsenal will win 2-1.
Whatever happens, they are certainly two massive matches to look forward to this weekend.
Before we go, let's have a bit of football English. We said Spurs have been having an amazing run and Arsenal have been on a horrible run. What's this word run mean?
We use a run to describe consecutive or successive games. We can say Tottenham have been having an amazing run because they've won 7 matches in a row.
Or we can be more general and say a team is having a good run or a bad run, depending on how the team are playing.
It's a word you see a lot in football.
You can discuss this phrase, the FA Cup semi-finals, and the rest of this week's football fixtures in the comments section.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.